June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, I like going into the Pimp Cup Master Control here. Time for the G-Bag of the Day. Here's Lucius.
Get it ready. This G-Bag of the Day, we do it every weekday on the Fan here at 5:30. Ish. Sometimes if the conversation is really good and juicy, you know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. Best way to end the show right here, this next 30 minutes.
Okay, bro, it's okay. No pressure.
No pressure. I mean, we've done the 6 o'clock gig a couple of times.
It's nice.
I love going home feeling like, man, that was a good show today.
Good. If you see anything floating out there that we should be playing for G-Bag of the Day, hit it, send it to me at Lucky Lucius P on social media, Lucius Alexander on Facebook, or you can follow us all if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. All right, our winner right here is Joey. I believe it's day 2 for my man Joey.
Joey.
He got a prank played on him because I guess he's a sucker. Sucker for love. But he's not listening.
I'm about to go to the emergency room.
What's wrong?
My eyes.
My eyes. Your what?
My eyes.
What they doing?
When I close my Casey.
Oh, no. No, I'm going to go. I'm on my way home.
When I close my Casey.
Oh, man. I'm on my way to go.
Oh, man.
I'm on my way.
Oh, I'm playing.
The boy. Did you call your daughter?
Call your daughter?
Joey.
Huh?
Listen to what I'm saying.
Oh, what?
I said when I close my KC.
Oh, you motherfucker made me spin this whole truck around. Man. Who you got on the damn phone?
Yeah, Texter said maybe he was looking for a reason to go home already. He was like, oh, yeah. Not going to finish this task. I'm heading right home, babe.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's awesome.
Right, let me see. I had a song lined up I wanted to play, but this has just been in my head since I've been in the gym today, bro. Little Poison Dog.
Oh. Talk dirty to me.
Yeah. Look what the cat dragged in.
Sounds like seventh grade.
All right, let's go to this little, speaking of seventh grade, this little dude right here motivated himself through receiving a shot.
Oh.
Yeah, he got a jab. He was scared of needles, but he motivated himself through this whole situation. Tears coming down his eyes. You can't see the tears, but you're going to hear him fighting through it. Shout out to this kid.
You got to stay very still for me, okay?
Oh, yeah. Ow. Okay. What the heck, though?
It's okay.
Ready? Oh, heck yeah.
All right. Don't touch it. Here, let me hold my hand.
Just do it.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah, boy, that's what I'm talking about.
What?
Okay,
look
yeah.
At me.
That's what I'm talking about.
What are they giving him?
Yeah.
Aluminum
yeah.
in the crowd.
What are they giving him? He's grooving. Yeah. He's grooving like they shoot it between his toes
that's
or something.
What I'm talking about.
Good. Okay, here we go.
Yeah, boy, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, boy, that's what I'm talking about. Woo! What are we giving this kid?
That's what I'm talking about. I think his dad gave him a pep talk.
Yeah.
You get in there. I can't go with you, son. I know you're scared of it. You get in there and you say, that's what I'm talking about. I want some more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You got this.
Psych your mind out type of thing.
Yeah. I try to talk.
Mind over the body, kid.
I mean, your kid's grown now, but you know what it's like? Those ages 5 to 8, they're like, I got to get a shot.
Yeah.
You know, they need a pep talk.
Be a good gym partner, that kid.
Yeah, he would.
Do it. Okay, here we go.
Yeah, boy, that's what I'm talking about. Okay, yay!
Yeah. Remember what Daddy
that's
said.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right.
Might have been some Dilaudid.
They give that kid something. Is what they do when you get surgery? Count to 10. Count backwards or whatever they tell you. Anything. You just don't remember it at all.
It's a great experience.
Yeah. Wow.
Then you wake up.
Hello.
I was told I was fighting my doctors when they were waking me up.
Oh, no.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. You can wake up a little ornery.
Yeah. Yep. They said I was fighting.
I thanked punching nurses.
I carry so much stress.
Bring it.
I thanked the doctor for all her skill. My dad's like, what are you doing?
Yeah, you're just over.
Yeah, Doc, hey, thanks so much for all your skill. Really appreciate you, you know, that kind of thing.
I'm surprised he didn't ask you for a tip nowadays, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Did you like your service?
10%, 5%, what do you think here?
Let's see, all right. This is not one, but a random dude. It's like, this is a drive-by mocking. Ooh. These two girls, they're called Fuzz and Fuzz Podcast Girls. And they have the vocal fry, you know? I'm like, I'm talking to the vocal fry. And he mocked them. It's pretty awesome.
Okay, let's see. I have one.
I'm sorry.
I agree. Ditto.
Ditto.
Okay, let's see.
It's like Valley Girls.
So I have one that's called Jokes.
Man, I was wondering what that was called all these years.
Vocal fry.
Yeah.
My sister went through a phase where she talked like that a lot.
Yeah. Just it fades out at the very end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like the Valley Girls from the 80s. That's my God.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
There's like a Dallas Girl version of it, though, isn't there? I feel like there is.
Probably.
A lot of these gals out here are talking like that. Can think of a few on our sales staff.
Kardashians. Yeah. I've heard some doing some cowboy pressers that kind of have it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Let's see. I have one.
I'm sorry.
You got the asses. Oh, my God. What else we got here? Hey. All right. I'll do this one, I guess. Lead singer crashes out.
Yeah.
On the sound guy.
Oh, no.
Tough job being a sound guy at a concert, especially when the lead singer wants to hear himself. You know, I want to hear myself through here, but if I turn up your vocals so loud, they're going to start bouncing back through this place. Then you get the feedback. All right? That's the problem with the sound guy situation. Anyway, lead singer crashes out on him. This goofy ass guitar made a feedback right there at the very end.
Oh, guitar, okay.
That's some of that Corey Feldman energy, though, isn't it?
It 100% is.
Lead singer stuff.
He had a great crash out.
Oh, he's the greatest, bro. Corey Feldman is a GOAT. You know, he's came through just to be here right now.
Yeah.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
That was a go. You don't know his story, bro. Mm.
Crash out God mode right
yeah.
there.
Let's see what we got. Nah, let's go.
All right. Is it our champ? Joey, he cares, but he is not listening. Kid fights through tears. Yeah, boy, that's what I'm talking about. Fuzz and Fuzz podcast, the vocal fry drive-by. Lead singer crashes out on the sound guy.
Yeah.
It's between the two in the middle there for me. That guy making fun of her is pretty classic. I'm going to go with the kid, though, Chief.
I'll go with the champ.
All righty, Lucius.
Random kid. Get the kid.
Got a kid fighting through tears, Woolchuck. What do you think?
Yeah, the kid getting the jab.
Kid.
By a score of 4-1, your new G-Bag of the Day champion is the kid fighting through tears. If you ever miss the G-Bag of the Day, you can circle back around at 220. Every day we replay the G-Bag of the Day champion there for you in the 220 segment, the former home of the G-Bag of the Day. But now you get it every night at 5:30, and then we go to L.A. Live. Here's Lucius.
It's a Toxic Tuesday.
All right, you squares. It's time to smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toke. It'll make you dance with some of everything. Everybody get high.
Stop it right now. We will stop this tournament. This is stupid. This is absolutely ridiculous. Get. Okay. Get out of here! Nope. We will stop this tournament right now. We are adults, and this is ridiculous. It is a cornhole tournament fundraiser. Cut the crap.
Fundraiser.
Cut the crap.
This is a cornhole tournament fundraiser.
Must be some arguing going on there.
Man, that's outstanding.
This is ridiculous. Hey, this is LA Live for Tuesday, June 10th. 2025. It is a Toxic Tuesday here at LA Live. Welcome in first time, last time, and long time listeners. LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. Day number 5 for those protests in LA. Day number 5. I see y'all trying to get it kicked off in Dallas last night. Are they still protesting in Dallas? Is that over with?
I don't know. The firework thing?
I haven't seen anything else, but it could still be going on.
I've seen a video of a cop getting dragged, drugged.
Yeah.
How you say that? What's that? Is that the right tense?
Cop got dragged.
Dragged, drug?
Yeah, I think
cop
he got dragged.
Drug.
Okay. Drag. I don't know, man.
Drug around?
Sounds painful.
Yeah, day number 5 in L.A. for sure, the protesting of the ICE raids. National Guard and the Marines were activated. LAPD reported more than 100 arrests after Monday's protest, so it seems pretty cool until Monday kind of popped off. Gavin Newsom announced a lawsuit against President Trump for sending those troops that way.
Mm-hmm.
This is crazy times we are living in. There's a sitting government suing the president. A sitting governor is suing the president.
I believe in states' rights.
Oh, my gosh. And then Trump called for Newsom to be
arrested. Yeah.
We're trying to arrest each other.
Political grandstanding. A president called for a governor to be arrested, a sitting governor to be arrested.
See, that's wild. That's why I can't totally back anything this guy does, because when he took office, he said he was going to take the legal system out of politics and trying to arrest the other side of the aisle. You know?
I'm a hustler, homie. Better ask about me. So did Tommy Tuberville.
Oh,
I think he called for Gavin Newsom to be arrested as well.
Ex-football
Alabama.
Coach. Yeah.
This is crazy times we are living in, y'all.
Trying to get political rivals arrested is a sign. It's massive. You know? I know things have to change. I know our country was broken. Trying to get political rivals arrested is pure insanity, and it's so normalized right now.
It's so wow. We are living in a particular time here, people. I cannot stress this enough to you. This is Toxic Tuesday. We will get funny in a second, because I did have some observations from the protests. But all true, man. you know, you have a natural reaction to the news. You just just can't help it sometimes.
Just shooting.
Yeah, you can't help it, man.
I get it, though.
Yeah, I had some observations. As for the protest itself, I've seen a dude throwing rocks, like chunks of rocks, at those Homeland Security vehicles.
Yeah, they were beating them up.
Oh, my God.
All those police cars got
trapped. They found that guy?
Yeah. Because he was wearing like a motocross helmet to cover his face.
Yeah, you got to trash that helmet, bro. That's out of there. Once you're on camera, you got to trash that. Yeah. He was throwing chunks. There was an Australian reporter hit with some rubber bullets.
Rubber bullets got hit in the leg.
After hours of standing off, this situation has now rapidly deteriorated. The LAPD moving on horseback, firing rubber bullets at protesters, moving them on through the heart of LA.
Oh, ouch. She just got nailed.
You just shut the
fuck
up.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
I'm good.
I'm good. Okay.
Dang, she ate that.
Yeah. She ate that. What did she say, though? A little squawk when she got hit?
Okay.
Let's see. When she got a little squawk. Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that an ad? Let's auto-tune that.
I think she effed that thing.
Oh, did she? I was quarter.
I think she effed that thing in Australian.
Wait, run it back. Let's see if she effed that thing.
No, we can't run it back if that's the case.
I don't think she effed that thing.
I think she effed that thing.
I think she went, whoa. I think that was a squawk.
No, come on. I thought it was a squawk.
I thought it was too.
Man, me and Carter, we went over this like forensic science. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Trust your gut.
Just a crikey.
Play it then.
My gut has been so clean too lately, Eric. I've been eating. Yeah, I'll be, man. Oh my gosh. It's...
She might have tried to say
clean inside.
despite the Chinese, yeah. Despite the Chinese buffet
clean,
last night.
Oh man,
clean man. What do you think, Dawson? What do you think she was trying to say?
I think it's a squawk. I think she might have been trying to go F, but it was so painful that it just kind of came out now, distorted.
That's what I did think right there to Carter, and I said, for that one, we can do
moving them on through the heart of LA.
Yep.
Whoa.
Squawk, bro.
Somebody's going to auto-tune that and go viral. Yeah.
That's an Australian F-bomb.
Yeah, did you see the video? It looks like the police officer just aimed his joint.
Yeah.
Now, we can't tell because he could be shooting at something behind her and accidentally got her. Who knows? But if you're looking at the video, I've seen people running up on police on horses.
Yeah.
With their bare hands grabbing horses as the cops are on them.
Oh, geez.
With their bare hands. Man said, I'm stronger than the horse and the cop. Crazy.
That is nuts, dude. Yeah, I see people that are trying to get in front of trucks that are just trying to drive through. Chicks getting run over because they're just getting in the way of trucks.
I seen a chick getting ran over by a horse. A cop on a horse. And she also had like this baton. And she was waka, 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 just tearing that lady up. Waka, 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 waka.
From the top of the horse?
While the horse is trampling.
While she's on top of the horse. Get your ass back.
Gosh.
Get your ass back.
These people are nuts.
This movie The Patriot.
It's pretty wild, man.
From horseback.
Yeah.
Seeing some wild stuff. There was a CNN reporter detained.
Uh-oh.
He was up there trying to communicate with Laura Coates. He was trying to communicate with Laura Coates.
Is this the guy who's Hispanic?
I don't know. Laura Coates... She was supposed to be on Jeopardy. She was supposed to be the next Jeopardy host.
Oh, okay.
Alex Trebek wanted her to get a shot. They never gave her a shot. She's brilliant. Remember that guy set himself on fire during like the Trump trials or whatever?
Yeah.
And she was breaking that thing down. Bubbity, 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 bubbity. Play by play. That's Laura Coates.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, here's this guy getting detained.
Flyers and posters saying
CNN?
It's time to escalate.
Wait, 1 second, John. Hold on. Yeah, I want to. Jason? Yep. Yep. What's going on? I hear you. Am I seeing Jason Carroll being? What happened, Jason?
I am being detained.
I'm being detained.
Wow,
Jason, I'm being detained. Get your hands off of me, sir.
Sir.
Good day, sir. There was a man on stilts out there. Remember yesterday I seen that guy with the Captain America whole outfit?
Yeah, the shield and everything, huh?
Yeah, there was a dude on stilts out there, and the cop just pushed him, bro. Just pushed him.
Boy, that seems dangerous.
You're in a very vulnerable position there.
Yeah. That's honestly the last thing I would want to be.
Take the baton, just riding. Hit the still.
Oh, my God, bro.
Low man wins. You're not helping yourself.
What I'm not supposed to be seeing this stuff on my television. What a particular time we're living in. Yeah, my man said, I'm going to get the stilts out because they're protesting. They need me. And the cop just bumped him over, just gave him a little bop.
Just a slow, long fall to the ground.
Timber! Look at me and my stilts.
I like people watching the officers there and like who they choose to go after. Because there's just so much chaos going on everywhere.
They pick a random person and just wrap them up.
Yeah, we can't get everybody, so I'm going to get this one or that one. Yep.
They just wrap them up. Speaking of that, there was a dude out there. He got hit with a little tear gas. And you got to do like Portland did during their little situation they had. It was their wild protest. Yeah, I'm pretty sure there was, Dawson. a lot of protests out there in Portland.
Yeah.
But no, they had, what are those things that the people have in the morning?
Flamethrowers?
No, air blowers.
Oh, okay.
Leaf blowers. Leaf blower. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, the people in Portland had the leaf blowers doing the. No, I got too much going on, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm juggling. I'm looking at the time. Like, we got a bag time. We got to do this. And I'm trying to explain things. Got a lot going on.
Yeah.
And I'm concerned if I stink because I came straight from the gym into here.
Okay.
So anytime somebody gets close, I'm like, hey.
Chill. Don't sniff together.
Hey. How you doing? Protests in Portland, they bring out the leaf blowers to blow the tear gas back towards the cops.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Just telling you that. Next level. Yeah. That's what they do in Portland out there. I've seen that online.
I mean, they got a lot of experience in this game. They're well funded.
We're protesting city.
What's this guy?
You told me you got caught up in the tear gas as well. Describe what happened to you.
Oh, just tasted a little tear gas. Tasted like fascism.
So on brand.
Tasted like fascism.
Yeah. He delivered that line, too. He did deliver that line.
Yeah, one buddy of mine got a gun pulled on him at one of these protests. Like, he said the protests there are so intense and insane, he just decided to check out, you know, because so many people are, like, coming in and being way more chaotic. Like, there's a bunch of anarchists that drop in inside the protests that are just trying to create a riot. Yeah, the maximum amount of disruption.
Yeah, the little agitator, like the dude during the George Floyd joints, he had, like, a umbrella. And he was going out there starting stuff, blowing things up. Trying to hype it up. Anyway, sign of the times. What's your favorite reality TV show? Go. Favorite reality TV show.
Real World. One.
Nice.
I did like Real World. I'll go Big Brother.
Okay. It was probably Jersey Shore for me.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Me too. I like that too. Broadest.
I don't watch TV.
Okay.
Cooking shows.
What about like your F1?
Gordon Ramsay,
well, your F1 show.
Well, like Hell's Kitchen? Like Drive to Survive.
Drive to Survive?
Is that considered?
Yeah, we can
absolutely
make that.
Well,
I thought you meant a TV show like on ABC or one of those things.
I kind
of
meant the trashy ones, you know, whatever. Rock of Love.
Yeah, I didn't.
Shot at Love with Tila Tequila.
Love Island.
Oh, God, what a mess she was.
Goodness gracious.
Well, anyway, we are living in a particular time. Would you watch a reality TV show where immigrants compete for U.S. citizenship?
Oh, jeez. Oh,
they're going to be...
Oh, Lord.
They're going to be competing their balls off. They're going to leave it all on the field. I think that would be high-level entertainment.
So you get sent away if you lose?
Well, I don't think that's the case. I think you just go back to wherever you were in line, I believe the man said.
Oh.
The guy's a producer, Rob Warsoff.
Jeez, how are we doing
Rob
this?
Warsoff. He created Duck Dynasty and Millionaire Matchmaker.
Okay,
and he's pitched this to Homeland Security, and Homeland Security is licking their chops. They kind of want this, bro.
Oh,
what a sign of the time. We have protests out here about immigration. Meanwhile, we have Be the Next Best Immigrant on TV.
Wow.
Listen to me. He's on CNN.
I'm offering the chance to skip to the front of the line, but if you, quote unquote, lose, and I don't think it's losing, by the way, you're just going back to your regular spot in line. So there's no real cost there. But what you're gaining, of course, is all sorts of exposure, potential jobs, opportunities, and America will fall in love with you because we're gonna humanize everybody.
It's like Running Man, but with immigrants. Yeah. It's crazy.
You fight for your freedom for real.
Yeah,
you compete for your freedom.
Wow.
I mean, we do need a lot of brilliant people in the tech industry. We're starting to lose the human resources battle with our company. So if you were going to have this, like the smartest people around the world competing to get into your country, and there's like a great job on the other end of it, it would help our future. But right now we're in the process of like seeding the technology that's going to define the next generation for the first time in a long time since we became the kings. You know, everybody else is now leading the way. And the new SEC chair actually talked about it yesterday with crypto because he's like, we need to get back to being innovative leaders.
Yeah,
so he's talking
sure
about taking the regulations and, you know, making it
So is this like
clear.
The Apprentice? I mean, are we trying to do that?
I think it's more like Survivor.
Yeah. It's, hold on. I think you go like...
on an island?
Yeah, you go to different every different state to do something there that their state is famous for.
Oh.
To put that, like, your badge, my immigration badge. Oh, yeah, I've got Wisconsin.
The Boy Scouts.
I've got North Dakota. I've got Texas. I'm on my way, buddy.
They better not get pulled over while they're in the process of trying to win that, or they could get deported, you know?
The challenges would be like, you know, they're placeholders for now, but it's like if we're in New York, we're doing a pizza making challenge. And if we're in Florida, we're doing a rocket launching challenge. And if we're in California, we're doing a gold rush challenge. And I'm hoping that every episode ends with a town hall meeting, just like in a presidential election.
Listen to this.
The people of Tennessee, let's say, will get to vote on which one of our future Americans they would most like to represent the state of Tennessee. And that's kind of how we'll tally things up. Nothing negative, only positive. And I think it'd be really fun.
The people of Tennessee get to vote. Like, the people of your town, Oklahoma, get to vote it's which
like
one the, they want.
Like I like to have, Idol. Like, I want, like, a judge panel is really what I want. You know, especially if you're making pizza. Yeah, I got to know who ate the pizza.
Just call in, America. Vote four for number four. Yeah. Vote for me. He's going to have his thumbs up. Come on, vote for me. Number one America guy right here.
Like the old American Idol?
Yeah. Crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, man, what a time we are living in here, people. It's a toxic Tuesday.
Wow.
105.3 The Fan. I had another story, but I won't have time to get to it. So I'm going to bid you farewell to do. My name is Lucius Alexander. Is it Adieu?
Adieu.
All right. Yeah, my name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be black tomorrow. Lord willing, the creek don't rise. That's my time. I holler. Peace.
There he goes, Lucius Alexander. Every night, 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. Rangers baseball is now right around the corner. They're in Minnesota. They're going to take on the Twins here over the next three nights at 6 o'clock here on The Fan. And, you know, we're excited for the potential of a winning streak, a three-game winning streak, if they can get this game done tonight. Cowboys practice continues tomorrow, and Broaddus is going.
I'm going to go, and I'm going to come back and report, so we'll have some fun tomorrow.
Right on. Yeah, tune in at 2 o'clock for the start of that. Krusty's Corner at 3:40. David Hellman tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Cowboys fans, go Rangers. Okay, for Lucius Alexander in the Pimp Cup over there at Master Control here, 75 and Fitzhugh. Just went 4 flawless once again. The guy's got it stuck on automatic. Thanks to Woolchuck and Chia Follow as well, and Carter Freeman coordinating your video course for Brian Broaddus. I'm Gavin Dawson. Please like and sub. Till tomorrow at 2, you're going home with the G-Bag Nation. At ease.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA or mensteaclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last.
Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.